Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. By the way, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and emergency room workers, 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you have trouble trying to hear the program on either a radio station, you're out in a fringe area or something like that, why don't you try the stream that's right there on thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's the stream coming directly from where I'm sitting right now, my studio, that goes to the satellite. You'll get it right straight at you. And good quality, and I'm sure you'll like what you're hearing. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, the GOP leadership has sent a clear and definitive message to President Biden. They told him to put fixes to the supply chain ahead of his social spending.
And rightly so. Remember that we're going to operate 24 hours a day, and we're going to get this thing back on track. Well, they're not operating 24 hours a day.
Nope.
And one of the biggest reasons that they're not operating 24 hours a day is because there's no place to take these cargo containers after they're processed.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So this fix that he was pledging isn't a fix.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question I'd be asking is, where is the Defense Authorization Act?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just down here in Tampa and just show up on radio from time to time, so they're not going to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a fascinating thing. He put together this task force, what, back in January? February?
Yeah.
Where are the results? I haven't seen anything. I mean, it's gotten worse.
Yep.
There are 67 container ships at the ports in right this second.
Yep, not counting
there's
what's
another,
out there.
There's another yeah, whatever number.
Well, it's at least 100, you know.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, between those two, it's mm-hmm. a little over 100.
Yep.
There's 30 that are expected in tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it takes between 5 and 8 days to process one container.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. it's mathematical, and that's just to process the container. We haven't moved it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mathematically impossible mm-hmm. for us to have any expectations that there's going to be some relief here in, you know, the next week or 2 weeks or months. Mm-hmm. So when Pete Buttigieg says that this is going to be a problem going well into next year,
correct,
I think, if for nothing else, he was telling the truth on that one.
I believe so, because everybody that I've talked to, especially the people I know, too, that are out there that are in the transportation business, are telling me it'll take every bit of a year and a half or two. Now, here's the other thing. A lot of these containers that have gotten offloaded because they sat out there for several days, they opened up one that had furniture in it, and the entire inside of the container was emulsed in mold, as was the furniture. Total destruction. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yep, and they couldn't. It's gone. I mean, it's an insurance claim. So here we go again, thinking of money that's going to be spent to salvage some of these claims.
Well, and who do you charge? Do you charge the United States? Do you charge the port? Who actually gets charged in this? Because I don't know.
Right. And I think there's going to be some there's going to be lawsuits on that. I the attorneys are lining up, I'm sure.
Well, there's no solution, any immediate solution anytime soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So,
now, Senator Marsha Blackburn spoke up and said the Dems' border policies are intentional, and I tend to agree with her.
Well, of course they are. Mm-hmm. She's stating the obvious.
Yep. Is she running for president? she's on television a lot lately.
Well, she's a firebrand.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before we go to break, Donald Trump started a brand new social media group. I've got the advertisement right here in front of me. It says, "Follow the Truth. Truth Social is America's big tent social media platform that encourages an open, free, and honest global conversation without discriminating against political ideology." And it's truthsocial.com. It says, make sure to share on Twitter and Facebook and all your social media. The truth is here, truthsocial.com. And again, that's Donald Trump.
Well, I hope his servers are offshore someplace.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. And I believe they are. Because the company that he...
I have no idea.
Well, I know the company that he partnered with is called Digital World Acquisition Corporation, and they are in the Caribbean. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. Got plenty more to talk about here. And Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and service.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E. That's T-U-G-G-I-E. Now, remember, education of our youth has always been critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, folks, that is no longer the case, sadly, but it couldn't be further from the truth. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome, of course, Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who has written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these books are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. And you'll be able to get soon, we'll be talking about it when Lauren comes on an hour from now, we'll be talking about it soon, with the audiobooks you'll be able to get. She's going to have the audiobooks for Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the series. Now, don't forget, you can visit the website Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Check it out for your children, your grandchildren, too. And don't forget, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers. The books come in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. We're going to do a little clarification here on this Trump social media platform. The story that I've got apparently isn't as updated as what you just found out. Now, the Trump Media and Technology Group is merging with the Digital World Acquisition Corporation.
Correct.
And it says here to become a publicly listed company with a potential valuation of up to $1.7 billion. Then it mentions that Digital World Acquisition is located in the Caribbean. You found them in where, California?
The company is based in California. It was incorporated in Delaware.
Okay. And all we'll have to do
they,
is...
They may have some footprint. That doesn't mean they don't have some footprint in the Caribbean. I don't know what that is, so I can't really speak to that and wouldn't. But I hope they don't put servers in the Caribbean.
Hurricane season, which is almost over, but yeah, you're right.
And earthquakes.
Yeah, yeah, and floods, and you're right. You're definitely right. Okay, well... I think we're hearing the grumblings of what may be coming for the election. Everybody's sitting here wondering what the Democrats are going to do to screw the election up. I think this is the start of it, what I'm about to tell you. A subvariant of the Delta mutation virus previously seen in the United Kingdom has now been confirmed in the United States and Israel. Can you see the writing on the wall here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is that, is that where they're going to go with us again?
Well, they can try.
Mm-hmm. I think the people will ignore them.
Well, I mean, it's not a matter of the people ignoring them. It's a matter of what these mayors do and having access to voting polls and, you know, having... ballot harvesting and, you know, all the other nonsense. So I don't know if it's a matter of ignoring anything.
Well, they got to vote the people out, and everybody's, everywhere I've been, they're talking about that, and there's a huge movement afoot during this midterm to get this Congress flipped, a huge movement. And there's even Democrats that are involved in this that have had enough, because here's the deal. They're talking about the fact that they just can't go on anymore, because I just told you during the break, the wholesale price of gasoline without, right at the refinery, the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery without getting to your state and having all those taxes added in is $2.51 a gallon. Hasn't been that high in 10 years. Also, diesel, $2.59 a gallon. Oil, futures of oil, $96 a barrel. Now, the Iranians want $100. They're going to get it.
Well, I think it's a little early here at this point to see how angry, how many more angry voters we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think once we go through Christmas and we see what necessarily happens or doesn't happen between Thanksgiving and Christmas will be a measure of the anger. Mm-hmm. That will spill over into the election cycle.
Now, there was a story that headlined in the United Kingdom yesterday. British Interior Minister Priti Patel said that the substantial threat of terrorism exists in the United Kingdom, especially to lawmakers.
Well, I mean, they just had that lawmaker that was stabbed talking to his constituents in the UK by a known terrorist from Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no wonder. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to put it.
Now, Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation is committing up to $120 million to get the COVID-19 pill sent to low-income countries. Isn't that nice?
Well, I mean, if they want to spend it, fine. It shouldn't be the U.S. tax dollars money. So if they want to spend it, go ahead.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. Virginia, two different polls have come out in the last 2 days. Each one of them has the Virginia gubernatorial race in a dead heat.
Yeah, and this is pretty interesting because, you know, Terry McAuliffe is, you know, he's a snake in the grass. He's been a snake in the grass for a very long time.
Yep.
But having said that, he obviously doesn't have the confidence in his own campaign structure and agenda, because he's got to call in, you know, what is known as the big dog. So we got Camel, not that I'm giving them that title myself.
Right.
But, you know, he's they're calling in Kamala Harris. They're calling in Obama. But it is undetermined if Biden will show up. The White House is being pretty shady on that one. So they're not really telling us whether Biden has committed to doing some kind of appearance or not. So can't really speak to that one.
I think he needs to go back to the basement. He'd do a lot better.
Yeah, but it just says that McCall can't do this on his own.
Right.
That he's got to, you know, he's got to finesse this with, you know, other operatives. And would say that that into itself pretty much tells you everything that you need to know about this guy.
He's got a very smug and a very arrogant type attitude, and it's coming across in this
election.
Yeah, but it's really coming across in this election right now.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. By the way, another poll, 77% of Americans, this is all Americans that participated in this, no political affiliation, say that Facebook and Twitter do more harm than good, and they want it regulated.
And you know what's pretty interesting? I don't know about commercials, TV commercials, anyplace else other than, you know, what I get on my own, meaning across the country. But, you know, Facebook is running TV ads.
Yes.
At least here on Section 230. So I don't know what regulated means. Furthermore, with this alleged whistleblower, which I don't think she was really a whistleblower at all, I think the agenda is actually to have more censorship. So I would be watching this one very carefully, because I'm not trusting anything that Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey or Google are doing. Nothing. Zero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm with you on that one. Let's see what Fred has to say here. Captain, why doesn't Joe Biden just shame the blacks into getting the vaccine? Why doesn't he call them out and tell them that they're un-American for being underrepresented in the vaccine numbers? You know, the greater good, fellow Americans.
What are these people supposed to do that have already had COVID, which means their immunity is better and more protective than the vaccine? They don't have a passport.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we'll talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day and stay low.
Okay, thanks.
All righty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. And Fred liked the song, Turn Up the Radio. That's what it was, Fred. Fred, Turn Up the Radio. All righty. I'll tell you what, we will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon underway with a battle damage assessment after a drone attack that targeted American service members in Syria on Wednesday at a U.S. base. near the border with Jordan. At last check, there had been no reports of American casualties, but there had been few details released. Also, no groups have taken responsibility for the attack. President Biden pushing his Build Back Better agenda with a stop in Pennsylvania at his hometown of Scranton, arguing the bipartisan infrastructure package and larger spending plan have nothing to do with what side of the aisle you're on.
There are 45,000 bridges, according to the Society of Engineers. 45,000. A significant portion of them are ready to fall into the water, into the gap that they cover.
And Biden says it's all paid for and won't increase the deficit. And this is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. By the way, Mike Gallagher was in the house yesterday. We had a lunch put on by Mission Barbecue here. Thank you very much for them, Felicia, Craig Gross and company, and all the people that were there. Great night last night, too, over there at the Largo Event Center. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, remember, their website is NAA.edu, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go to learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, one of them is located right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. So they have a location in Clearwater, Florida. They have another location in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston, Massachusetts. Now, you can find them online as well at naa.edu.
Now, what I tell everybody is call them up and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of their facility, one or the other. Pick one. And that's where you go. Now, when you do, you'll be able to talk to some students. You'll also be able to talk to more than likely some teachers. And you'll be able to get a first-hand answer to whatever the questions are you got. In addition, you'll be able to talk to the financial people. Because if you're a post-9/11 veteran, your benefits, if you haven't used them, and more than likely you haven't because you've been in the military, your benefits will be there. You'll be able to use, and 100% of what your training will be taken care of. Now, if you're pre-9/11, depending on how far back you go, some of you may have used up your benefits, but not all of them, so you'll have some benefits left where you can get some of the training paid for you, and then, of course, you just get a regular student loan to take care of the rest, and that's it. You're in Lake Flynn. Very simple. A lot of people do that. And, of course, civilians, they have the student loan package there, too, that you can get. So that's what you do, and that will help you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, which is a tremendous job with unlimited earning and learning potential. And believe me when I tell you that's exactly correct. Now, the USS Bonhomme Richard, remember when that ship burnt? Now, while the Navy has charged a junior sailor with starting the fire last summer, who apparently got mad at something that happened that he was being punished for, which is why he was painting, a command investigation lays the blame for the botched response to all levels of command on board the Bonhomme Richard. Now, that's a shame because that means the commanding officer and others. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, the COVID vaccine mandate is endangering military readiness, so says a group of top lawmakers. Now, the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee is calling for the military to immediately drop its mandate that service members be vaccinated against COVID-19, calling it a politically motivated decision by the administration. Well, it's what it does if they don't get vaccinated that's the big problem, and that is booting them out of the service. Now, the Army launched a study on Monday at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to evaluate alternatives to the infamous tape test. This came from the Center for Initial Military Training. They said that in their news release. That's all we got on that so far. In addition, the Pentagon has laid out its enforcement and punishment procedures for its civilian COVID-19 vaccine mandate with just over a month to go until the deadline for civilian employees to be fully vaccinated has to be accomplished. Now, sailors right now who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine could have to repay their bonuses. Isn't that just ducky? The Navy's COVID-19 vaccination program could require sailors to repay bonuses and special pays and the cost of their training if they are discharged or refusing to get vaccinated. A lot of ifs in there. A lot of ifs in there. So make sure you know what's going on. Now, North Korea test provided possible linked to a submarine missile yesterday amid tensions with the U.S. Now, the launch came just hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy to North Korea on their nuclear weapons program. So what did they go and do? Why, they just launched a missile out of the clear blue sky. And finally, the Taliban have promised plots of land to relatives of suicide bombers who attacked U.S. and Afghan soldiers in a provocative gesture that seems to run counter to their efforts to court international support, because this isn't going to court anything. So the Taliban have promised plots of land to relatives of suicide bombers who attacked U.S. and Afghan bases. Isn't that something? All right, to the telephone line we go, and 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Here we go. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You can see that let Jen Psaki sit down. I'll take the press brief. He'd like to thank all the socialists, Marxists, communists, Muslims who hate America and hate everything about him, and why you get yourself rich and you want the American people to suffer. Barack Obama had no money. He left here, was the worst president in American history, made $200 million, and then he still wants you to suffer. Okay. By the way, where's our concept? Did anyone tell the generals that we have a constitution and that the military doesn't have to take a mandate, a vaccine from you or anybody else, okay? And you're not going to go after their money and their pension and whatever else they have? And now that the doctors and the nurses who put their life on the line to save people, now you want to fire them, but the supreme crooks who don't do nothing, who sit on their butt and watch all the constitution get shredded because they're on the Chinese payroll, don't say anything else either with the 37, 38 House members that are going to sell your kids and your family out, and in the 97 senators, except for Cruz, Rubio, and Rich Scott. Okay, other than that, y'all suck. Maybe Tom Cotton, but the rest of you, these people behind me suck. Okay, Joe Biden can't put two coherent sentences together, and you're going to give him a dollar? You're going to borrow from our enemy, China, who's been ripping us off, who's buying Facebook and selling everybody out and got their own sheet that they pay everybody off and then pay exorbitant interest? That's what the brain trust here behind me wants to do to your family, your kids, your grandmother, your mom and dad. Okay, don't give them a dollar. They're going to try and cheat in the election again. Nobody should be voting for a Democrat, okay? And if you have 650,000 ballots in Pennsylvania that have Joe Biden's name on, nobody else, you know it's criminal, you know it's crooked, and it shouldn't be counted. May the Lord God of heaven do the same to your state that he did to Sodom and Gomorrah if you allow this corruption to happen. Joe Biden didn't win anything. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, Todd and Champ. Well, thank you. And don't forget, now, Fred also chimed in here. He said, Captain and Denise, I'm sorry to speak so descriptively about Joe Biden, but for 8 years he continues to be a bootlicker for Obama. Not sure who calls the shots for the White House, but Obama is on the committee and is calling some of the shots. Now, if O'Biden, here we go, had any leadership traits, they would have appeared earlier in his 47 to 48-year career in the Washington, D.C. Okay, well, I agree with you again there, Fred. And I got you. I see what you're talking about there. I'll read that during the break. But thanks very much for your opinions. And you folks out there, you can send us a message, too, if you want, on the Captain's America Third Watch.com. We'll get it. And we'll take a look at it. Good morning, Richard. Still storming at 56 degrees. Okay. Oregon up there right on the water, right on the coast. Okay, folks, we're coming back with Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, remember, the powertrain and technology of the Acura line up better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has become the complete refresh that now it makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine to start with. Now, it's also got some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and these lease programs that they have are some of the industry's best, too. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care that offers you free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who have served in the military with a You Serve, You Save program, where veterans, active duty military, also first responders, church pastors, too, all get taken care of just like kings. Now, their store is located at North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget, also, that if you tell them the captain sent you, it's going to save you a bunch of money on your vehicle. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'm assuming when this gets up and running, it looks like it's going to be maybe in the not-too-distant future, a website called truthsocial.com. You're going to be all over it.
Well, I got to figure out what it is. so much I read over the course of the day, and you know, social media I don't hang out with. I hang out on as much as other sites, newspaper sites as much. So we'll see. I you know, what this is going to be all about and how they're going to end up handling it.
Well, it's going to be the Trump version of Twitter, and that's where he's going to go to do what he used to do on Twitter, supposedly.
I don't know about you. I'm not a Twitter guy.
I'm not either.
It turns into, you know, a bit of a sewer, if you ask me. Most of the country is not really Twitter people. I think it's, you know, there's nothing really good comes when you're getting in debates on things like that. And it's something I try not to engage in. I do recognize that politicians use it and media uses it and almost as a crutch, if you ask me, in order to generate, news stories and actually using it for anecdotal evidence and whatnot, which is not good. I'm curious to see how this one's going to basically pan out and how it's going to work.
Now, did you see the introduction, if you will, to the financial and social spending of this supply chain thing going on, where the Republicans came out in mass yesterday and told Biden to put the fix in the supply chain ahead of his social spending? They got real adamant about that, and Biden just kind of laughed it off.
Well, what are they going to do? They're not smart enough to handle this in the first place. I mean, there's first thing I would do was, call up California and say you're going to have to get rid of your ridiculous truck regulations. We've got to get these ports moving and grooving. I like what Marco Rubio said yesterday, suggesting that we go to, move some of these boats, these ships through the Panama Canal,
right,
having them get to Florida. A lot of things, could be done if we were actually acting in an intelligent fashion, but we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And prices continue to rise and Biden's poll numbers continue to drop.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to see actual Democrats actually become a little bit bolder and pushing back against Biden. You know, Sinema yesterday saying no tax increases.
Yeah, for the corporations. Mm-hmm.
And she basically wants to push back against some of the things that are there. And as the poll numbers continue to drop, there's less likely chance of some of these bills getting through.
Yeah, exactly. And Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is committing $120 million of their money to get the COVID-19 pill over to low-income countries. They're going to try to be the masters of the universe on that one.
I mean, that's fine. It's that's their money, the billions and billions of dollars that they could never spend in the first place. You want to spend it to do things like that? No problem with it at all. I think that's great.
Now, did you see the poll that says 62% of the poll of participants said that Joe Biden is personally responsible for rising inflation?
Well, his policies along with everybody else in his administration. Yeah, there's a lot that he's done that made, the prices of goods go up. I mean, in particular, input costs, energy. You just take a look at energy and what that does to the price of everything. You need it to, you have to put it into the tractors. You need it to get the food to the on the trucks to get it to market. It goes into plastic products and a myriad of other things out there. I mean, there's so much nonsense out there with the way that they've handled, fossil fuels and what that has done just in of itself. That's just one thing that has added to all of this inflationary pressure.
Now, here's one for you. School enrollment fell in 2019 and 20 by almost 3 million students, public school.
Kids going to private school or homeschooling. I'm curious to see.
Both.
How that panned out. I know a lot of parents that, basically even during COVID, sent their kids to private schools because the schools remained open, so it doesn't surprise me.
And here's one that I didn't even know we were doing, but the commerce rule now pertaining to the Commerce Department, it cracks down on the sales of hacking tools to foreign governments.
What, I'm sorry, what was that? What happened?
The Commerce Department, where'd you hear this? The Commerce Department announced a new rule aimed at cracking down on the sales of hacking tools from American companies to foreign governments.
Geez, that's master of the obvious type of a thing.
No,
is it not?
No, I mean, kidding.
I mean, come on. I mean, you need a rule, you need a special rule to do this? I mean, this is just, you know, using your head for crying out loud.
Apparently they did. All right, let's move on over here to the other thing here. Facebook is eyeing a rebrand under a new name. Here comes Trump, and Facebook is going to change their name now.
Yeah, it's this, what is this, this Zuckerberg, what the hell is it, Metaverse or whatever the hell it is? I forgot exactly what it was.
Z-Land.
Sounds a little dystopian to me. I think it's going to probably, you know, creep people out. I mean, it can only push this stuff so far. And I think people, I mean, again, who knows? I mean, people put Alexas and these things in their homes, and I don't understand that because they can basically spy on you and record you at any point in time. But
that's right.
You know, that's just me.
Yeah, and the Trump, of course, starting his media group, there was a lot of discussion about this because everybody was trying to figure out where this media group suddenly popped up at. Well, they don't realize Donald Trump has had his own media group for quite a while here. It's called the Trump Media and Technology Group.
And what does this pertain to? What is this?
It pertains to people are saying, well, what's Donald Trump doing? Has he got his own media group? Is he starting a television network or radio? What's he doing? Well, he's starting an online a presence, totally different from what he's been doing. And again, as we said, they're going to call it, Truth Social. TruthSocial.com is a website. Truth Social.
Interesting. I mean, there's a lot of new, there's many new platforms out there that you know, heading in the story. There's, you know, obviously you have Newsmax, which continues to grow, and
yep.
OAN, which is continuing to grow to some degree. So yep. there's some more voices out there, that's for sure.
And Christopher Ruddy did the right thing, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's growing. It's he's doing well with it. He really is.
Okay, I'll end the segment with this. 58%, according to Breitbart, say that Joe Biden is not mentally or physically capable of being president.
Yeah, I saw that. Again, you know, and you know what else is seeing this, too, is Democrats that want to get themselves reelected. And you're not going to see them hitching their wagon to this guy if that's the case.
No kidding. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And we're going to have Ron Edwards take us to break because guess what? We've got Ron Edwards coming up on the other side of the top of the hour break. So here we go.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.